it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Earned Emergency 5-Star Podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Vole, site manager, emperor, supreme warlord, and defender of the faith over at onefootdown.com. And yeah, it's a little bit of an emergency pod. I really hate that name. The emergency podcast. Just when news breaks, someone gets to it. But I thought the alliteration of the E's was excellent. But anyways, this is just kind of a pop-up. Because some news that broke. So if you hear some dogs barking, kids running into the office, or, I don't know, flower delivery men showing up at the house, sorry about that, but happy Valentine's Day and happy Ash Wednesday to all of you out there. I'm not sure how that works for Ash Wednesday, Valentine's Day. Pretty romantic religiously. Anyways, the reason why I'm dropping in on here is because I don't have my hands hurt and I don't feel like typing a whole lot. And it feels like I got a whole lot to say, but maybe I don't. But we'll check it out. Notre Dame dropped today the inevitable news that they will be playing Army in Yankee Stadium on Saturday, November 23rd, as a Shamrock Series game. This is like the worst kept secret. It really goes back to 2021 when I believe an Army website kind of mentioned it, published it, which probably really hurts Notre Dame's whole thing about the Hurricanes, you know, backing out. So they needed to find out. This has been in the works for a while. This is what Notre Dame wanted to do. This is what Notre Dame does. It's some kind of ridiculous story that no one cares about but the university. I think this whole thing is a sham. Now, many of you may not be too worried about this. You might be, this is swell. The Four Horsemen ride again, LOL, all day long. Go Irish, love me some Irish. But this is a slap in the face to the Notre Dame fans. I mean, I'm just, maybe you don't feel that way, but I feel that way to the max. Notre Dame's 2024 Notre Dame football schedule, say Notre Dame twice, their 2024 football schedule is atrocious. I've written about it. I've talked about it many, many times. It is terrible. It is the most unfun thing that I can remember. Completely unfun. You start down. It starts off with kind of a little bit of a bang. Texas A&M down at Kyle Field, and it gets a little more exciting because Mike Elko is actually a good coach. So that is a tough game. But Notre Dame goes back home, plays Northern Illinois. They go to Purdue. They come back home to play another MAC school in Miami, Ohio. Stay at home for Louisville, get a bye. Stay at home, play Stanford, which is not a good Stanford. I mean, they're not. Then you go down to Atlanta to play Georgia Tech in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is another NFL stadium. They're going to love this. They're going to be like, oh, look at all these NFL stadiums. Because then they play Navy at MetLife Stadium. They get another bye. They play Florida State at home, Virginia at home. Then Army at Yankee Stadium, and then out to LA to take on USC for the Jewel Shillelagh. This is a freaking joke of a schedule. Now, we are going into the first year of the 12-team playoff, and everybody's revved up for it, right? Like, this is like, you just got to make it to the playoff. You just got to make it to the playoff. And I get that. People will be like, oh, you're not going to be so mad when you're 10-0 and going into the Army game. You're going to want that. Am I? Am I really? Am I going to be pleased that by the time we get to Army, we have already played two MAC schools and a service academy? Like, what is college football supposed to be? I see every day people complaining left and right about how NIL is ruining college football, how the transfer portal is ruining college football. No, bullshit schedules are what ruin college football. It's not the roster movement. It's the fucking integrity of your schedule. Notre Dame has long claimed that being independent means they get to play whoever they want, whenever they want. Like, it's a good thing. And we've all, you know, lots of us, and many times, you know, we think it's good. But is it? Is it? Are we really trying to trade in an entire college football season for just a crack at the playoffs? And to see what we can do there? Are we going to waste away, you know, 2.5 months, 3 months? Just for that? Is that what this is supposed to be about? Is that why you enjoy college football? This is atrocious. Two MAC schools and two service academies. And yet somehow I'm supposed to believe that Notre Dame has no problem scheduling people. We can schedule whatever. And anyone that wants to say, well, this is just a one, you know, just a one-off. This is just 1 year. Why should you ever have a one-off? I thought you were Notre Dame. You can schedule whoever, whenever. No, everyone's going to pick up the phone, right? I believe that's all coming to an end. I believe that is all bullshit. And it is coming to an end. And as whatever the schedules look like, for Notre Dame moving forward, I'm not going to pull them all out right now. Be prepared for some games being dropped. As we move into this new era of this massive Big Ten, massive SEC, and all that, you're going to start seeing, I believe, some of these games being dropped because, like look at Michigan's schedule for next year. We've talked about this before on the podcast. It is intense. Now, is that a schedule you want to see every year? No, but it's freaking ridiculously interesting and looks ridiculously fun. And as far as like, it's big game and big game and big game. Now, they've had 4 years of trash, you know, 4 years straight, basically, of trash schedules, you know, and it got them to the national championship. I mean, I don't know. If that's all you're worried about, then I really don't know why you're watching college football. I know so many Notre Dame fans are, it's all about, it's national championship or die. But I just cannot view it that way as a college football fan. This weak-ass schedule in 2024 is fucking criminal. It is atrocious. And it goes back to having an ACC deal where you got to schedule up all these crap ACC teams, which, by the way, that conference, who knows what the hell is going on with them down the road. I mean, this is terrible. It is no fun. It's fucking just, I'm not looking forward to really any of this. Who's your best games next year? A&M on the road, a 25 A&M. Louisville, the revenge game at home after they lost stuff. Florida State at home. And they're down. They're going to be down a lot of the guys they had last year. USC, that's our big rivalry game. And, it's looking more and more like Lincoln Riley does not care about what goes on out there. We might get to that during the offseason a little bit more and figure out if Lincoln Riley is really just I don't know. But to be excited over throwing a second service academy onto a schedule that already has two MAC schools on it. I mean, just the visual sucks. Like, I'm not sure how much different it would be if we had, I don't know, freaking Wyoming instead of Miami, Ohio. But it's a little different. I don't know. It's just bad. This whole ACC scheduling deal is just awful. It's not good. And the fact that Notre Dame went on this ridiculous tear from 2017 up until last season against Louisville maybe kind of proves that point a little bit. Yeah, it's great you won all these games in a row, but so much of it was uninteresting. So much of it. It just, the games did not matter. The ACC is just such a third-rate conference at best. At best. And so if you get their best team that year, you're lucky. Because it is a very top-heavy, and when I say top-heavy, I mean one-team kind of a deal. So to be excited and to celebrate Notre Dame going back to a baseball stadium to play Army, which has been done before anyways, just because it's the 2024, it's 100 years since Grantland Rice rolled out those words. This is the most unexcited. It's terrible. I would rather play Washington State or Oregon State. I'm not going to lie. I'd rather fucking Notre Dame play Washington State in the Alamo Dome again than play Army in freaking Yankee Stadium. It's terrible. What part of this schedule looks interesting to you? Like there's nothing here that screams, oh, hell yeah. It's just, and the only argument anyone's going to make is like, well, this sets us up for a crack at that at that number five spot. Because I'm really excited about, being 12-0 and having the fifth seed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's just that. And there's no wiggle room. Like, if you slip up, if you fuck up, how do you get that back? And I know everyone thinks that, you know, a one loss Notre Dame team can still make the 12-team playoff. And of course they can. But it may not be that simple. It may not be that simple. Especially in these, with these mega leagues that we have now with the Big Ten and SEC, where your top four seeds are your top four conference champions. Well, something can go on in that conference championship game. I'm just telling you, it's not as clear cut as what I think people think it's going to be. Like a 12-0 Notre Dame, yeah, that's a guaranteed five seed pretty much. And just saying that is just makes me want to put my head through the desk. But scheduling Army, this is such a it's such a Notre Dame thing to do. It's such a Notre Dame Monk Malloy era thing to do. You did it for the graphic. You did it because you could sell a 100-year-old article again, like anyone forgot. Like, it isn't, like, bolted to your brain by now. It's not good. And I'd still be complaining about this schedule, even if it was Miami. Although Miami, I mean, we can say that every year. Hey, Miami might be good this year. I don't know. But even if it was Miami, I mean, look at this. It's just, Brother, it's that TikTok meme. It does not feel good. It does not feel right. It's gross and sticky. Look, if you are so driven to play Navy every single year, you can't throw another service academy in there anymore. It's just gross. I mean, no disrespect to Army. I mean, I like Army. I mean, I would rather this have been Air Force, to be honest with you. But it's just, this is not what I signed up for as a college football fan, as a Notre Dame football fan. This is not what they sell you on when they talk about being independent. What's the point? I've gone back and forth on independence for years. And I don't mind saying it. I gotta look at what it is. Sometimes it looks great. Honestly, in the four-team playoff era, I thought being independent was a pretty good buy-in, pretty good way to be. And there was a time where I thought going into this 12-team, it was a good thing to be. Now, does that mean that that's the best foot forward? I don't know, but the schedules just are so rough, man. How are you going to sell out? Who is coming to that Miami, Ohio game? I mean, people will show up for Northern Illinois. Depends on how they look at in College Station against A&M, but people will show up for the home opener. It's the home opener. It is what it is. It's your sacrifice. Then you go to Purdue. Then you got Miami of Ohio coming in. It's just, I'm a Mac guy, man. Was in the Mac, lived the Mac, loved the Mac. But Notre Dame can't have two Mac schools in their schedule. Not when they try to sell how being independent is so great. You may bring up oh, well, Michigan does this or Ohio State does this. That does not matter. That does not matter. Not in this scope. This schedule is rank. It stinks. And to cap it all off with the 12th game being announced, being a Shamrock Series game in a baseball stadium, where the last time you were there, you wore the worst uniforms possible, is just gross. And I'm not happy about it. Now, I'm not trying to kill anybody's joy. I'm just expressing that Notre Dame football just doesn't care about their schedule anymore. How can they? When you look at this, how does this look like you care about the fans? You care what you can sell. And they think, and really Notre Dame, this looks like Notre Dame thinks they can only sell their history rather than their future. And I think that is a terrible way for them to move forward. If the only thing that you're selling is the things that you didn't do in the past and not how you can be moving forward, then someone needs to take a marketing class. I'm pretty sure there's a good one there at Notre Dame. So much of what Notre Dame does relies heavily on what they've done in the past. And as we get further and further away from those things, the less and less they mean and the less and less relevant they are to our current situation. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. So that's really it. I didn't have a whole lot of coherent thoughts. And this has been something, like I said, we've talked about many times on the podcast. I've written about before. I think last August, maybe I wrote a big thing about it. And it's just, you knew it was coming. It was all, I mean, everything was in place since 2021. I mean, there was a picture and I can't find it. I know it's floating around somewhere, but it was Army's head coach and Marcus Freeman in front of Yankee Stadium. All this has been plotted and planned forever. Maybe Notre Dame planned on bumping out, you know, Miami, Ohio, or something like that, to free up the room for. I guess they couldn't do a Yankee Stadium in September. They really wouldn't really like that. But you could have bumped Miami, Ohio off, and there's a bye date on November 2nd. Anything could. I mean, there's all sorts of different possibilities that could have happened. And saying that you got picked up Army because that's what was left when Miami of Florida had to get rid of Notre Dame for their scheduling reasons is just it's misleading as hell. Because this is you're gonna schedule Army no matter what. And now you're stuck with two service academies and two MAC schools, this ridiculous 45% ACC schedule, what should be a down USC, Purdue. Come on. It's not good. So that's it. Notre Dame has a 12-game schedule now to get ready for 2024. I want to hear what you got to say about this. I mean, I speak for myself. I don't speak for Brendan or Jude. I don't speak for anyone over at One Foot Down, and none of them speak for anyone else. I mean, everyone's got their own opinions about these types of things. Some of you won't care at all. This is just whatever. Some of you will be on my corner. Some of you will hate the living shit out of me for doubting anything that Notre Dame does. But I'm just calling it as I see it on this one. I can't support this. I can't get behind this at all. This feels like such a waste of 3 months. In a year that, you know, and that's the thing. It'll get buried behind the 12-team playoff. How bad this schedule is. Now, we've all been proven wrong before about schedules. You know, sometimes you look at it, it's going to be, hey, this is going to be terrible, and it's fucking tough. Like, some of these teams, like, end up, that beauty of college football is you'll always have a couple surprise teams, both good and bad. So can you get a couple of those on your schedule? You know, it is the you never know. So I could be eating these words pretty hard. And I'll be the first to admit that, that's a possibility. But it's hard to imagine that with two service academies and two MAC schools. Eating my words hard isn't going to be that this schedule was better than we thought. It's going to be that Notre Dame was not as good as we had hoped. So that's going to be, that's tough. So that's it. Not going to keep rambling on. Although, I mean, I could probably sit here for like another 2 hours just going crazy about all this. But I want to know what you guys have to think. So please, on the article that'll have this podcast on the site, which will just be the with the announcement, tell me what you think. Are you happy about it? You pissed about it like me? Do you not care at all? And that's fine. I don't mean like are you a loser and don't care? Like hey, maybe this doesn't move you one way or another. I get that. I accept all responses about this. But I think this is huge. And I hope this is like where there's a flip with Pete Bavacqua. Like, this is all very Jack Swarbrick. Very Jack Swarbrick. And I'm glad his time has come to an end at Notre Dame. And I don't say that as an asshole. I say that as, I think I've gotten pretty used to what Notre Dame tries to do with their football schedule with Jack. And I'm done with it. I'm bored with it. So maybe something different happens with Pete Bavacqua. Maybe that's forced upon him because of the new era of college football that we're in with these 12-team playoff. I don't know. But I'm ready to move away from this and see what happens moving forward. I'm not looking for a murderer's row by any stretch of the imagination. When I talk about Michigan's schedule this year, I just say it's tough. It's daunting. But it's ridiculously interesting. If you're a good football team, it shouldn't scare you. But anyways, I want to know what you think. Leave it in the comment section. And as always, if you go over to Apple Podcasts, leave a rating, leave a review. Any review that you leave, we will read word for word on the next Earn 5-Star podcast. And I'm hoping for a while we can keep on a schedule of maybe Sunday night recordings. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. So hopefully to start your week, you'll have a 3-hour pod of three of us. We'll see how that goes. Off seasons are always kind of, you plan something and then you got to go on vacation. So, but that's it. Look, I just want to thank you for listening. And as always, go Irish.